I think they're very well coached. Dennis does a great job with them and their whole staff does. You see the effort they had last week against the Chiefs, very similar to the game we played them, you just mentioned. So they're going to play extremely hard. It's a good football team. Anytime you play a division team, there's always that, well, if you want to call it professional hatred. When you're playing a division, everyone's goal always is to win the division first. That's the only way you're guaranteed to ever get into the tournament. So I think anytime a division opponent comes in here, it's a little bit different. But it's one of 16.
Former Raider linebacker, he's an analyst for Fox Sports and my longtime teammate on Fox Sports Radio. Kirk Morrison joins us. Hey, did I leave anything out? You're unbelievable now. You're working around the clock. Tell us what's been going on in your career as a broadcaster.
Oh, man, feels like I'm all over the place, JT. You know, I'm working with Fox Sports Radio, Fox Sports One. I'm also doing San Diego State color analyst radio duties. So, you know, I'm a football guy, man.
Let's talk about the current state of the organization. Mark Davis is a new owner. Reggie McKenzie is a new general manager. Dennis Allen, still a young head coach. You could say that about the coordinators. Give us your overall view of what you've seen so far this season.
I see a team going in the right direction. I see a team that's better off this year than they were a year ago. Maybe the record is not the same, but to bring in that many new starters, guys on one-year contracts, to bring the continuity that they had throughout this season was remarkable. It was great to watch week in and week out. I mean, one thing you saw was guys flying around, hustling, and doing those things. And then just for me, when you look at the Raiders, I just think it's just a quarterback position. That's something that just needs to get fixed. Just watching the NFL, not just the Raiders as well, is that when you have consistency at the quarterback position, that's where you get winning football teams. And what they've done this year, I think, with the draft picks and, you know, getting a lot of money off the salary cap and the books, man, it's just Reggie McKenzie's put this organization and definitely in the right direction going forward. And, you know, I'm happy to see what they got going for not only at the end of this season, but how they go about free agency in the 2014 draft.
Kirk, let's talk about the play of Nick Roach. That's a valuable position here moving forward. Talk about his style of play.
He's smart. He's tough. Physical. He does everything right. And I got a chance to talk with Nick in the offseason. And I said, Kirk, I think I like Oakland. You know, tell me, is it a good fit? And I said, man, trust me, you go out there, you play hard for that organization, that fan base, they're going to love you for life. And he definitely, watching him this season, I definitely know he's pleased a lot of Raider fans and a lot of people in the organization.
Let's talk about Phillip Rivers on Sunday. What a year he's having. Why is this? Because a lot of people were saying on our radio shows that maybe his best years were behind him, and he proved everybody wrong this year.
Well, I think it's a mixture of not only him, but also Mike McCoy. You know, bringing a head coach that coached Peyton Manning last year, offensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos, that's your head coach. But then also you bring in another offensive mind in Ken Whisenhunt, your offensive coordinator in San Diego. I just think you have three guys in there that can pull from each other a little bit and figure out how to attack a defense. And Phillip Rivers, he's always had the arm. He's always had the toughness. He's always had, you know, the talent around him. But biggest free agency pickup, I think, JT, this offseason, Danny Woodhead. He's been an integral part of what they're doing, and he's been an outlet for Phillip Rivers. And I think that's why Phillip is able to be comfortable, be confident, and throw the ball downfield. And if it's not there, check it down to Woodhead.
As a native of Oakland, I know you still have great ties with the organization. Are your parents still coming to games on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. My dad was upset at me last Sunday because I couldn't make the tailgate. You know, he still puts the Kirk Morrison tailgate on. Before I was even an Oakland Raider, I was going to games. You know, we had the same tickets in 95. So my dad is still up in section 325. If you want to go say hello to him, that's where he's at. You know, he's got his little his group together every single week.
His broadcasting career is on the rise. And I'll tell you, he's one of the best in our industry. We thank Kirk Morrison for joining us. Stay tuned. There's still more to come as we continue on the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
Such an unbelievable experience. Just so fun to be a part of the swimsuit calendar for the Raiderette.